How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Oh boy, so it seems like we're in for one of those kind of moments again, huh? You know, seems like one way or another, history is often doomed to repeat itself. And we the people, by the people, for the people, have no problem allowing it being that way, apparently, because we do not want change like anything. And then comes the circumstances where we're all finger-pointing at each other while the 1% is laughing all the way to the bank. Well, you gotta start what you finish, you know, you gotta finish what you start, they always say, but, you know, let's do it the right way then. Welcome to the J-Mad Show, here on
J360 Radio.
How's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? And welcome back to the J-Man Show for episode 354. And I'm your host, J-Man, of course. And, oh man, what a wild week it has been. You know, sometimes I'm at that point where I don't feel as though, like, you know what I mean? It doesn't really feel like November to me right now. It just feels like, you know, past October. Soon enough, you know, it'll be Santa's time and, you know, we're all supposed to be full of cheer and giving and all that cool spiritual stuff. But then you have to also realize it's Anniversary Road and I'm going to have to snap out of La La Land because things have happened. Now, I know how some of you are dealing with it. Some of y'all are getting on your copium. Some of y'all are still quite mad at each other, having meltdowns every so often. And then there's the whole concept of watching who Donald Trump picks for the cabinet. And the thing about it is, it's like, it's not even competent people for the cabinet. It's just like anybody he can fill in those spots. You know what I mean? Or those that have not shown disloyalty to him and they're all coming back into it. This time with a little bit more authority than anything. Like, for example, you have Vikram coming back and then you have Elon Musk who apparently wants to be the government, do what Herschel Walker failed to do. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's you and me, and, well, we're all pointing fingers at each other of whose fault this is going to be, because everybody has their own point of view of how 2025 is going to turn out. Let me just say this, okay? Even with all the finger-pointing, that's not going to help. All the worrying, that's not going to help. All the craziest shit you can think of right now, and all of the fan fictions that you can think of and scenarios you can think of, while funny, are not helping right now. You want to know who let down America? America did. Like, if you look right at it and all that stuff, it's no different than what we have went through in 2016. And, you know, the title of this episode is called Where Do We Go From Here? And the truth is, we go forward. You know, like, when it comes right down to it, elections in general are supposed to help you shape and sculpt not only what's in your present, but what could be for your future. You know what I'm saying? And we as Americans drop the ball on it because, see, and I think it's really cute when we do this, we forgot the idea of we make our lives. Don't we make our lives, though? Like, we usually pick our squads. We usually choose things for ourselves sometimes, whether it be in our best interest or not. Don't we have, like, that kind of free speech and that free will? Or are we still lying to each other on social media like we always do? I remember for the longest time, it gotten bad to the point where you were all saying, what is a woman? To the point where you're worried about pronouns. Also to the point where you're arguing back and forth about things that don't really matter. Like, I remember seeing this one thing I saw today. Hey, black men, how do you feel when you know things have changed past 30? And it's like this, I'm feeling a lot better than your young stupid ass is doing. You know what I'm saying? Or like dudes that go to random women and, you know, they pay the price for dick measuring. Yeah, dick measuring and dick rating and stuff on OnlyFans and everything. Or, you know, instead of actually meeting people with character, once again, we all show, like, the most ridiculous versions of ourselves, right? And go meet people who don't give a fuck about us. I mean, we put them in positions of power over us. We do a lot of things where we try to win their favor when at the same time, if you have to try to win somebody's favor, you never had it. All right. You know, those days of pretty much being loyal to people and stuff like that is not rewarding you as it should. Kind of like that job you always complain about, but you always go to. What's odd to me is like when everybody's talking about the inflation around here, we all cause that. And God knows the rich people did too. Anybody that keeps looking at this stuff like, oh my God, unions and people fighting for people are the problem. We, you know, those are socialists. Socialists are not helping us. Socialists can be annoying sometimes, but you got to also realize this is a mixed economy when it comes to the United States. Socialism always been there in addition to capitalism. I remember one time I had this conversation with somebody who was saying that capitalism is fascism. And I said, no, it isn't. What the hell kind of history have you all been learning? I mean, somewhere along the line, we forgot to really, really identify the values of things, right? I mean, like, you know, there's more shit in the airwaves than a little bit, more misinformation everywhere, more sympathizing with the enemy than anything, to the point where we're all sitting right here, and we're trying to one-up each other by trying to sound smarter than each other, when at the same time, what's facts are facts. And what is fiction and what is an opinion, you can pretty much see what it is. You should know the difference. You know, I understand that new stuff is always identified a lot when it comes to history, especially United States history. But what you're seeing is things repeating themselves because people are so afraid to move on from what's going on in their lifestyle. Like, I love it, though, because I've always said that America Personified is like the main female protagonist in a Lifetime movie. Indecisive, got out of an abusive relationship, don't know how to handle the new relationship, goes back to the old relationship thinking that it's going to be better for them. That's like shoving poop back in your ass. I don't understand people. Like, any of that stuff that you're seeing in terms of, like, who he's picking for the cabinet and all, or any of that stuff that you're seeing, like, he threatens to lash out day one and all this other stuff, he did that in his beginning. He did that in 2016. This is nothing new. Oh, but I like it when everybody's trying to one-up each other about that, too. Like, oh, yeah, you're just being a communist. Oh, you're just being a, you're against this old stuff. You know, here's the funny thing. If he was so good at his job, he could have had a direct term. You know what I mean? He could have had straight terms. You know? But the thing about it is, though, he wasn't really that great. He could have been a great president, and now he has the opportunity to be one. But once again, he's going to be the president for his select few. And if some people in his base, dare I say it, are going to get deported. You know what I mean? I don't know why you support something that's going to destroy you. Well, then again, I mean, we all been destroying ourselves a lot lately anyway, so there's no way out of that situation, right? And yet you're going to silence people who, once again, speak out with facts and speak out to criticize a public figure like him. If he can't take it, he shouldn't be in a job dealing with the public. You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like people who are on YouTube and stuff. You think you can't be criticized, but yeah, you can be, because you decided and took that jump to be public, to publicize your entire life, to publicize everything about you, whether it be male, female, or whatever. Social media is ridiculous for this, because for some reason we think we all have the sacred right to privacy, when at the same time we all gave up our privacy when we signed up. You know that terms of service you don't read? There's a lot of stipulations and bylines all in it. Just like those of you don't stop using Google at all. And I'm not just including your YouTube. I'm talking about all those things that are right there that pretty much outline that your privacy is a thing of the past. That's all everybody wants to talk about and stuff. If you want to be really private, don't be on it. Don't be over there doing all that stuff. You know? But you can't help that, though, because you'll go on Amazon, you'll buy stuff, you'll go ahead and handle Walmart plus Black Friday, or my all-time favorite, Target Circle Black Friday, and then, like, you think your information is not going anywhere, but it is, you know? And it's funny, though, because some of us pay for certain things and certain resources to use from these tech companies, and they end up having a leak. Or some people are trying to get smart with them and one-up the system and aim low with it, by the way. I'm looking forward to people who actually would do the hacking and they would go after Equifax. You know what I'm saying? Like, any of those spots that are really keeping us all down. You know what I'm saying? Because at that point, you prove something. At that point, you really showcase things. We all would be living large then. All of our credit would be clear and all that stuff. But nobody has aimed high for that challenge, right? You know? It's a wild time. And then at the end of the day, you know, you probably wonder how I feel about things, right? Well, this is how I feel about it. Everything is just fucking boring. It's gotten to the point where it is boring now. And, you know, I look at it like this. I know damn well when people voted for Trump, they had this idealized version of him. And then some people delude themselves into doing things. Just like some people deluded that Joe Biden was actually going to turn all this stuff around, or delude themselves into, like, what Obama was going to do for his second term. Some of y'all see more into these people than I do. I just see them as people that are supposed to be running the federal government, because I don't run the federal government, much in the same way the people that are in my state government run my state, like how you should look at the people that you elect. Don't get a lizard brain about it, by looking at the people that you elect to run those offices efficiently, hopefully, and well enough so that you can actually have a nice place to live in, whether it be with yourself, your family, and of course, you know, whomever else is around in your lifetime. That's what you would like. You see, and it's funny for people like you and me. People like you and me don't think that we're going to get old, do we? We don't ever think that we're going to get old, right? And then the moment 30 creeps in, and well, if we didn't keep up our training and our exercises, you know, our flexibility goes, or we've been drinking a lot more, dad bod and ugly mom bod and all that kind of stuff coming into play, where we all look friggin' mutated and crap, and then we're sitting there having our, you know, midlife crisis and stuff like that, based off of, because hell, we didn't take care of ourselves and shit. Or the idea of that, you know what, you're just afraid to get older. And the truth is that, you know what, that's your problem. See, the truth is that, like, those days of yesteryear are not coming back. We should make our present enjoyable, but you forget about your present, right? Some of y'all, like, don't lie to yourselves. Some of y'all, as soon as 30 hit, you were like, oh my God, this is the end of life. Life stops right here. All that kind of stuff. Life about you stopped probably as soon as your first kid dropped, or your second kid came into play, or whatever. Because it's about the future then, you think about it. You know what I mean? It's not just about your selfish ass. It's to be about the future that you leave for them. You understand? Like how some of y'all are not being about the school boards and stuff like that, or some of y'all are just so jaded, you know, and I get it. It's okay to be jaded, but guess what? If you don't give to this life, you ain't gonna get shit out of it. I mean, you can go ahead and just fade through it if you want to. That's your choice. But, you know, once again, it's like, when the opportunity comes to make yourself present and to go do things and to go for things and to build things and to allow stuff to happen, because certain things are not going to be here anymore. The old ways, like I've made an episode about this, where the manufacturing jobs that he's supposed to bring back and all that other antiquated finite shit is not coming back. It's not going to come back. You got to train up to get ready for other things, but you just don't want to. And when you don't want to, and if you are somebody who's in their 30s or whatever, and you see like somebody that's younger than you that pretty much did the hour of code and all that kind of stuff, even though nowadays more AI than anything, but or alleged AI, I should say, because, you know, that's somebody else from a second world country looking that stuff up and scrubbing through all that stuff for you and immediate results. If you don't believe me, look it up. But see, the funny part about it is, and when I say look it up, don't wait for that first panel to show up, because that's only going to tell you what you want to hear. Dig deep. You have to be an active participant. All right? And note, have you noticed I'm not talking about the maps of Election Day? I'm not doing all that stuff, because that's pointless too. I don't care about that. Because technically, it shouldn't be red. It shouldn't be blue. This country should be purple at best. Because you know what? They both work together. We act like these motherfuckers don't go golfing and stuff. We act like, you know, one way or another, that the parties don't associate with each other. But they do. It's like a big swing dance between all of them. They are aware of each other and all that kind of stuff. Now, am I going to tell you what gang to be part of? Like how certain other content creators do? I'm leftist. I am about the right wing. I am all this other... It just... Fuck all that. I'm an American first. And, you know, the truth is that I'd rather treat people, you know, with respect, and I hope that I get respect back. But at the same time, I'm really not looking forward to, like, some people or justifying my whole lifestyle based off of somebody's opinion about me. I'm doing what I gotta do. If you really like the things that I do and all that kind of stuff, you'll want to be around me and things, right? I don't have to explain myself, tell you I'm an ally or any of that stuff. And if you think about it, ally doesn't mean, like, you're an ally depending on what day you are. You either are about people or you're not about people. And you elected somebody who damn sure isn't about people other than the 1% that is equivalent to him. Because he doesn't see me. He don't see, like, any of you other people unless it's relevant. The whole thing about that party is you're important until you're not. And you can say the same thing about Democrats. You know what I mean? The Democratic Party shot themselves in the foot when Joe Biden was sick that day, and, you know, he was going to do that debate. That was very terrible showing, whether he was sick or not. But the idea is, you know, they turned their back on him. All those people led him to the wolves and turned their back on that man. Whereas Trump's base, which, once again, I got to say this, they stand by that man. They holding them up by the shackles. They're like this, like, yeah, no, we got you. We got you. You know what I'm saying? They might be assholes. They might have done one of the dumbest displays of white America I've ever seen on January 6th and all this other kind of stuff. But let me tell you this, right? They will stand by their leader. They will stand by him like, you know, kind of like there's a whole gang there, you know? But I'm not going to be like, 100% like, oh, I want to join. I don't want to join none of these fucking groups. Only thing I'm going to tell you is this. It's not always about lesser of two evils. It's about, like, who actually can get the job done. And when you have representative democracy, you want to think of somebody who's going to not just represent favored people, represent you. See, it's different when it's like a business and when it's like all that, you know, different parts in a neighborhood and stuff like that, you know. In a neighborhood, you're going to have people that are not liked. You're going to have people that, you know, are not on your favorites, your friends list, your Christmas cards, or any of that stuff list, you know? You will not hang out with some of those people. But when there's a whole thing about the neighborhood gathering around to be a community, you bring them in. You bring the people that you don't like in, because that's the whole community. Just like, you know, sometimes those people that are over there on the MAGA side, they're jaded. They've been jaded, they're afraid of shit, they're always uptight about something because of QAnon and conspiracy theories. List goes on and on. And it could be anything during that time of the week or time of the month. You're just going to have to take that one. And the sad part about it is that, like, again, we're still all blaming some mythical or some straw man argument about things. You know? You would think that all that stuff about, hey, I go to therapy, hey, I'm taking care of mental health, hey, I'm being responsible for myself. You would think with all of these chances of self-improvement that everybody would know the idea of looking inwards before bringing all of that bullshit out into the world. Life is annoying and challenging and tiresome enough. The thing about mental health is, it's good that we pay attention to it, but once again, we need to look at it like this, right? Sometimes things are our fault. Sometimes things we do wrong, and God knows that, you know, we're having a hard time accepting that we did it wrong. But you're going to have to do that. That's how you grow as a person. Understand you make mistakes. Understand that, you know, sometimes, even during elections, when you are not being responsible and when you're not taking things seriously, or when, like, you know, say, like, if your friend needed your help. And I mean real help, not like owed you something kind of help, really needs your help and you turned them away and stuff like that. Sure, you might have had a good reason, but the thing about it is, though, that consequence that comes because of what you did, you got to be willing to face that. Or like, you know, say like if you are not willing to go out with somebody and you try to ghost them instead of being upfront and honest about it, and now this person is not really taking the hint because, you know, things are different amongst people when it comes to hints and stuff like that. But the thing is that you are not man enough or woman enough to say, no, this is not going to work out and all that jazz. Not to be approachable, not to say anything, not to be open. What kind of shit is that? And you want people to be open towards you, right? But you can't own up to the fact that you were an asshole that time. Or like how some people don't want to talk about racism. Some people don't want to talk about the job market. Some people want to have friends in life and just and be in the moment. Some people might not want to talk on the phone, but at the same time, you got to communicate somehow. Like when I see all these roadblocks that we as people put up against other people like us, there's a reason for it, but we're not being open and honest about that reason. And that in turn just makes the whole thing like mental health and being honest about things seem like a crock of shit, don't it? Like when you get right down to it, we always have ways of tap dancing around the problem. We always have ways of blaming others. We always have more gateways of imposing limits on things. But then there comes the point, right, where we the people are not treating each other 100% well. And then it comes to the other point of when we as a people are not facing our challenges and our problems. We're not solving a damn thing. We know it's there, yeah. But you know what? We got to put people through, people that probably weren't even concerned or aware of things, through our nonsense and making it seem like our lives are so depressing and we have tragic origin stories and all that kind of bullshit. It's like, motherfucker, at the end of the day, damn you and damn your problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my own things to deal with. And you know what? I'm going to deal with them. I'm not going to say I'm going to deal with them entirely. I'm actually going to do something. I'll be an active participant about it. You know what I'm saying? If I wasn't an active participant about things, I could have lost a lot more friends than that time where, you know, I took a stand against, like, crazy stuff going on J360 Jams behind the scene. I could have really rolled over and not even stand up against MAGA bullshit in 2016 throughout, like, four seasons of the J-Man show and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I will probably say I voted for Harris. Because, you know what? It was well in my right to do so. And if you didn't vote, you didn't vote. Simple as that. But if you're in this state, the ramifications come to you. If you're in this country, the ramifications, if it's like a presidential election, comes to you. But a lot of y'all sit there and talk about, I'm moving to Canada, I'm moving to Canada, I'm moving to Argentina. Or, you know what? Hey, I got a list of how you can move to Bali in Indonesia and all. You know, there are times where I want to move to Monaco, but let's just be perfectly honest about this. I could, But here's another thing. For some of these places, you better be rolling in bank before you even think about going there. And let's be honest here. When you go to any of these other places out here, because they all got some shit with them, especially the English-speaking countries right now, whatever sort of problem they have and you have became a citizen or working on getting citizenship, let me let you know, you will inherit all the problems of that country, from economics, all the way to crime, all the way to different things. Because you know why? Because you were afraid to face the issue and the war at home here against Donald Trump or whatever. And even then, as I say that, it's like, you know what? Do you stop living because Trump came into office? You know what I'm saying? It's like this. Yeah, you can go blame your friends that voted for him. I'm always astonished, like, how Marjorie Taylor Greene and Ted Cruz still have jobs. But, you know, you can go all day and talk about, like, older people will not, you know, vote outside of who they acknowledge and stuff like that. Well, you got to think about where that cycle comes from time to time. And you know what? Like, why is it normalized? Just like elevating trash people or elevating people who don't respect each other. Or, like, you know, deep down, you realize that buyer's remorse is a thing. But, hey, you can't just send them back. You got them for 4 years like I do. Not by choice. But, you know, that's just the way to draw is. But if things are not right, you got to be willing to stand up against it. And, you know, the thing about the Democratic Party? The Democratic Party should not have been as broken as they were and shown their cards. Like, if this was a poker game, the Democratic Party would have lost anyway because they shown their cards to the Republican Party and pretty much showed how weak they were. You know? And you see, like, people on, like, the MAGA side, they don't care. They just want to be acknowledged and known. And court it with a lot of, hey, are you really going to follow through with the ideals for me? Yeah. Now go storm the Capitol. And while you're at it, go stop by the Pentagon. They're not in walking distance of each other, but let's just be perfectly honest. When I say those things, you know, a lot of that stuff is fucking crazy, right? But here's the thing. That's how committed his base is. He could pee in all those men's mouths and they would take it down and be like, this is the elixir of life for me. You know? And it's fucking sad. But most people who are in a cult, they're aware, but they don't have that consciousness brought up in front of them until that one day when it doesn't work out for them. You see what I'm saying? The one day where things go wrong and you're not in the favorable graces anymore. You've seen jobs like this, right? Where people were felt like they were the favorite and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, one thing goes wrong. And then all of a sudden, they're not the favorite anymore. So now they're rebelling. Like spoiled kids. It's a coming. Like, if you think about it, all that shit, it looks impressive. But it'll collapse in one way or another. I'll probably see a whole webpage of Trump regrets after a while. I'll probably see a whole page of Elon Musk regrets after a while. And when you think about it, everybody's sitting there like, what are we going to do? What's going to happen? Where are we going to be at? Oh my God, this is incredible. This is not working for me. Well, here's the thing. You can bitch and moan all you want to, but here's how it goes. Stay committed to the vote. Get out there and work with people regardless of who's in power. Build your life up. Get to the point where you don't really need to rely on the government to where it's like, I don't give a damn who's up in there, but I want somebody who could do the job. You know what I mean? Because we're going to see some infantile stuff like we normally do. We're going to see a lot of selfishness come into play because people's selfishness does come full circle. If there's one thing that we are going to have, we are going to have more years of irony. You know? And no matter how it goes, like, no matter how many of my friends, and I do have friends that voted for Trump, and I do have, you know, right-wing friends, and I do have people who I hang out with that are about that life. But the funny part is that guess what? They hang out with me, and they're mature enough to take what I got to say, and then they're like, you know what? You right too, Jay. I get it. See? That's where it's like, it's going to be like that. It's going to be like a damn gridlock, and it's going to be stuff that I've seen before take place, and stuff that, you know, that you foresee, because people are ignorant as hell. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's like this. Whereas one political party probably lied to you, the other one most definitely did. And, you know, like the idea of that the Department of Education could be removed. I don't see that happening. I see a lot of downsizing for it. I see, like, once again, they're going to make unnecessary changes to it. But here's my whole thing. Don't let any of that stuff stop you. You will find another way. You see what I'm saying? At least now, with him in office, you can wake up thinking and knowing that you're smarter than his ass. No matter how many times you've been drinking or going around finding, like, ways to put yourself in a stupor, you are not nearly as fucked up as Donald Trump is. And that's something that you can really be happy about, you know? And for those of you that are in the future, you're going to grow up someday, and hopefully things are not going to be as nearly shitty when you get the chance to be in charge of things. Because, hell, you already dislike your parents for a lot of the choices they make. And don't think I'm not wrong in that. You know what I'm saying? It's just really, really shit the way some of these people are. And it's really, really crazy how a lot of us go into, like, these microaggressions and all that stuff. And at the end of the day, you want to know what real acceptance is? Real acceptance is being unconditional about it. If you're gay, if you're trans, if you're this and that and whatever, don't bring it up to every conversation. I'm sure we will all know about it. I'm sure, like, deep down, we can all see it. And if you're not really about that life, then you're a fucking liar. Wear the idea of a liar on you, because you've been lying all this time because you thought that whoever you are wasn't good enough, so you decided to change into something else. There's a lot of psychological bullshit surrounding everybody on this planet, and we all got shit with each other, including me, you know? The thing about it is that what kind of person are you trying to bring out about things? Are you trying to be a better person every day, or are you trying to be the person that lectures everyone every day, you know, but not doing a damn thing to change anything? And indeed, as we go through all this stuff, I say this, we still all have a chance to have our best lives and everything. I'm not going to give up one damn bit over this stuff. And even as I go into my 40s, I'm going to be living my best life. I don't give a damn about, you know, my 20s and all that kind of stuff. They were there. They happened. And obviously I won, because guess what? I'm going into another decade of my life. It's just, you know, once again, have to face racism, have to face xenophobia, have to face all these other things, you know. And another thing about America is everybody's life is different. Everybody's turnout on things are different. And you go ahead and you talk about your 20s and stuff, but some people don't even make it to 21, let alone 27. Hell, there are people out here that don't even make it to one. Complications and all that jazz. And I'm not trying to put that on anybody, but we need to quit dumping each other down about shit that don't even matter. That's like whenever I see some of you guys out there or any of y'all performing, and I do see you performing, believe it or not. I just don't show up to say hi or whatever, but I see you and stuff. But the idea is this. You live in your life. You're having fun. And that's what it should be about. And once we stop being derogatory to each other and stop really, really, really talking about shit that doesn't even matter and enjoy each other and stuff, you're going to be like, you know what? I'm glad you're here. And that should be fucking enough. You get what I'm saying? Now, how are we going to stop crime, gang violence, and all that other stuff? Well, the thing is, I don't think y'all are ready to have that argument yet. And to be honest with you, that's not the best way to go out of this season of the J-Man Show. Because, see, the thing about it is, I want you guys to think about stuff. I want you guys to really look at the future and stuff like that. We build the future, okay? Live in the present right now. And you know what? You don't have to do anything immediately. What I'm saying is just enjoy your life. You know what I'm saying? Try to make life enjoyable. Sure, we don't battle Trump until next year. You know what I'm saying? And while that's being said, Let's see if he can do something good. But you know what? I'm betting this. I'm not seeing it. But let's see what happens first. And really get to know your bureaus and get to know, like, everything in your location from what runs your government, whether it be local, county, or state, or whether it be, like, you know, whichever how it works up. Because, see, in Delaware, it's a little different. But, you know, you got to really know your neighborhood and stuff like that. And then you got to be willing to help out other people and bring people together. And you're going to have to do it in an inviting way. You know? Because, like I said, all that crap that's going on right now is because it's, well, it might be new to you. It's not new to me. I've been around a while. But wait till that mask falls off, y'all. But I want everybody to know this. Don't be sitting over there pitching a bitch and worrying about stuff. You need to be ready. All right? And for those of my people that are in the minority camps and all that stuff out there, let me say this, all right? Let me say this. Do not limit yourself based on the bullshit that's being thrown on social media. Try to be successful. Try to go for things. Try to pull yourself out of the mundane. Try to break generational curses. Do more for you. That's what you need to remember. All right? And speaking of what I was saying, oh, by the way, you heard me correctly. And if you're listening on Red Circle, the ads are going right here.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
This is the final episode of the J-Man Show. Season 8. Yes, the season finale, y'all. And like I said, despite how, like, we took a serious turn for this one, I'm going to tell you this. Things are going to be okay. Just got to fight a little bit longer. And hopefully I'll have people alongside me as we go through this stuff. Because season 9 is coming next Wednesday. And we are going to be riding out the holidays and getting ready for a whole new session. You know what I'm saying? And then not only that, for those of you that have sent me stuff for J360 Jams, do not worry. I will be getting back to you as soon as Thursday hits. But until then, I got to get on out of here, guys. It's always an honor to do this show and to bring about these series with you all. This is J-Man signing off. Take care of yourself. Peace.